This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings at Kaplansky.com.
Us right now on the Harbor One hotline on day one of the NHL season for the Bruins. And Danielle, please try to control yourself.
It is
Sean Corrali. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to keep her in check, so I don't know.
I see what you did there.
I don't know if it creeps you out or whatever, but
he loves me. I blow his spot up. Are you kidding me? I'm his biggest cheerleader.
Absolutely, I need it.
Were you guys at a beautiful Days Inn or something down there in Jersey? Or what are the conditions?
It's not bad. We're in Jersey City, at a Westin in Jersey City, and. We can see New York City. We just can't go over there, but it's just fine. We'll make do.
We were just talking about new NBA protocols and some players who we're talking about George Hill, who's sort of frustrated by them. How has it been for you guys dealing with what the NHL has put in place to keep you guys kind of private and protected?
Yeah, so I think on the road it's a lot more protocol based than at home. There's obviously guidelines at home, but I think we're kind of they're telling us, hey, like if you take care of yourself and your surroundings, you'll be all right, and your team will be all right. And we kind of had a meeting about that yesterday with the coaches and talked to the team about all that stuff. But I think, like, surprisingly, the being at home is probably more challenging and more of a risk than being on the road. On the road, we're basically at the hotel, which is pretty safe.
You don't leave, right? Like, I mean, they don't want you to go anywhere.
No, we're not going to dinner. Like, usually last night we came in, we usually find a spot or go to a spot that we've been to in Jersey City. But we just had meal at the hotel, and that's what it'll be like for the next, we're here. We played Jersey twice, so over the next 3 days. We'll basically be here only.
So bonus for the rookies, because they don't have to pay for a rookie dinner in a season like this, right?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how we're going to do a rookie party this year. That's a good question.
Sean, when you look at this season, I think, you know, we talked to Tuukka maybe a couple of weeks ago, and the expectations for this team have always been high, and it seems like they're always high every single year for fans. What's been the kind of the mindset in that locker room, you know, especially coming off a tough playoff loss last season in the bubble?
I think you guys know the guys that have been here for forever, and Bergeron and Marchand and Krejci, and I think we just lean on those guys and look to them for leadership. And you know, now they're the guys like myself and a few others that have been around for now for a few years, trying to step up and do a little bit more also. And I think it's easy to follow them and follow their lead, but the focus for us is just play our game. We think we've got, you know, we look at our team and we look at other teams, and we think we've got the team we need to compete for a Stanley Cup, and that's always our focus is that. And like you said, the expectations are always high. And I think that's why guys love it here is, we want to win.
Is there added pressure because it's a shorter season?
So I guess that's a good point. The games take on a little bit more importance than 82. So you're playing 56 instead of 82. So I don't know what the math on that is, but it's more than a regular game. You know, each piece of the 156. So yeah, I think the emphasis right now is get off to a good start. And you know, you can't make the playoffs early in the season, but you can put yourself in a tough spot to make it. So I think that's our focus right now is do what we always do. We have a good game plan. We've got good players. And if we just play our game, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We think we're a good team.
Danielle has a question about what you're wearing.
No. Can you give it 5 seconds for me to actually get like a hockey related question? Hockey is my favorite sport. Can you let me shine for five?
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Sean, I know every athlete really has a different approach as to, you know, how much media coverage and chatter he might pay attention to. And, you know, obviously there's been a ton of speculation about everything that's gone on with Tuukka the last few months. How engaged or distant are you from media reports, coverage of the team, stuff like that?
That's a good question. I think, as you guys know, with social media, we're probably as close as players have ever been to some, at least having access to some of that. You know, as the season goes on, sometimes it just comes too much where you stop looking, but you know, during the, I'm not going to lie to you during the, like the pause, I'm checking my email. We get all these articles sent from the NHL of every single article that day. And I would go through and read all those, like, but it was more about when are we going to start up? How are negotiations going with that PA and NHL and stuff. So I was glued to it for a while. Just all that stuff. I think as the season get going, you know, a couple games in, you kind of get realizing like, all right, this is just a hockey game. It's the same hockey game, no matter what is going on outside. It's just kind of, it's hockey.
Sean, when we look at hockey, at least I do from an outsider's perspective, I always kind of look at the goalie very similar to the quarterback. And as a former player, you know, it's about having faith and confidence in your quarterback. And I know there's been some situations with Tuukka in the past. We obviously know what happened last year in the bubble with him having to take care of some of family emergencies. Is there confidence or has there been any confidence that's been lost in Tuukka as your goalie, as a leader in that locker room, or is the confidence at the highest level possible for him from the player's perspective?
No, I think the whole situation is really behind us. I think it's something Tuukka wanted to put behind him and we wanted to put behind us. I think it was we were totally in support of Tuukka doing what he had to do for his family. Obviously, the health and safety was the most important thing, and he had a situation to take care of. I think, you know, I shoot on Tuukka every day in practice, and I still can't score on him. So every day, my confidence in him goes up every single day. Unfortunately, I wish I'd get a couple more by him, but no, we're happy to have Tuukka. Obviously, we think he's one of the best goalies in the league. Every year, year in, year out, and he shows us every day in practice why that's the case. So I think we're happy to have him, and just looking forward to moving forward, and I'm sure he is too.
So when you look at a guy like Tuukka, and you talked about Bergeron and Krejci, these guys are kind of coming, you know, they're getting a little bit older.
Long in the tooth,
right? So is the is there like the expectations knowing that, okay, this window's not going to be open forever, are those expectations even higher knowing that, hey, we got some guys that might not be here next year and we really want to try to win it for some of these other guys that are still here and contributing to this team?
Absolutely. We've got you know, we've had Hall of Famers on this team. We think we've got some more, and those are years, those guys that you don't want to waste. And every year you've got those guys on your team, the guys you mentioned, you've got a chance to win. It's not just a chance to compete. It's a chance that they've proven to get to the finals and win. And as a younger, I mean, maybe not so younger anymore, but guy in the league, that's the ultimate goal, and you don't want to waste those opportunities. They just feel like golden opportunities every time you've got a team like we do. and those are a year like this year. That'll be the same thing. So I think it's exciting. I think the biggest thing when you come into a year is, do we have a chance to win? And if you check that box, it's just an exciting time.
Will it be weird to be out there tonight without Zdeno Chara?
Yeah, it will. I've played every game in a Bruins uniform, and every game was Dana was the captain. So this, it'll be new. It'll be different. Obviously, so much respect for Z and his leadership qualities and just the guy he was on and off the ice. I think what better role model to come into the NHL and see that example. So it'll be different. It'll be different. And what an even crazier thing that you've got a guy like Patrice Bergeron right behind him to wear the C for the first time, which feels like he's been a captain every day since I've been here. So I don't think in that aspect, I don't think we'll miss a beat.
Less of a language barrier when it comes to Bergie?
She's actually pretty good. I guess it seems like now we've got so many guys from like Czech. So they all speak Czech. There's like a little group of them, but I guess they lost one in Zdeno. Yeah. But Bergie's got the two language thing going too.
But yeah. Sean, how happy were you Bergeron was named captain and not Marchand? That would have been disastrous, right?
Do you guys see that? Yeah, that was the little joke they pulled. I know. I was like, I didn't even. I like was first we laughed, but it kind of kept going. I was like, oh, am I missing something? I didn't know what was going on. But no, Marshy would be a great captain too. But right now, it's definitely Bergie.
Sean, well, the Bruins they did a tremendous thing, which was retiring Willie O'Ree's number. I don't know if you had the opportunity to meet him, but obviously, you know what he's meant to the NHL, especially for a lot of black hockey players. You know, black fans like myself, I've watched this team for a number of years. You know, you being part of this organization, what does that mean to, you know, be able to see a guy like Willie O'Ree's number go up in the rafters?
Super special. I think anytime, you know, you have someone do something of that significance, being, you know, a first or making ground in social aspects like that, I think it's awesome. And so I'm super proud of the organization, super proud to be a part of the organization for them having that in their past, and super proud that his number will be retired among some amazing other players that are in our practice rank, up in our practice rink we look at every day, and up in our locker room at the practice rink, and everywhere, and just somewhere that I've been able to briefly meet him just in passing, but just awesome. Really, really proud to be a part of something like that, and totally deserving.
Well, we're really excited about the start of the season, excited to have you on throughout the season. I think it's, you know, maybe the theme should be hang on until Pasta comes back. But hopefully
I'll let the guys know you said,
but all kidding aside, yes. There's some high expectations this season. I know you guys have them. You guys weren't happy with the way things went in the bubble. So I know you guys are putting the pressure on yourselves this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I know, one of the things that we're going to do all year is talk a little bit, about a charitable effort that you're involved with. You want to take a minute and share that with everybody?
Yeah. Yeah. As it goes on, we'll give more and more, but, I've been working with a foundation called the Lindy Infante Foundation, and what we've been doing, it's out of Columbus where I'm from, but we're looking to get something going in Boston. And, what we've been doing is helping kids that don't have access to play sports, give them access. So what the Lindy Infante Foundation came up with during COVID was called Sports in a Bag, where they put a bag full of footballs, basketball, and some cones, just sports stuff, and go and hand them out at certain locations. So kids that maybe never, you know, could play in their backyard or had a football or basketball could do that. So that's something hopefully looking forward to doing in Boston. And I think as the weeks go on here, they'll get a link up to have possible donations.
Yep.
And just to guarantee that everything will be back to the Boston community, and they're actually willing, for every bag donated, like a sport in the bag donated, they'll match it. So awesome. I look forward to getting off the ground here soon.
Good. And you can follow them on Instagram. It's at LINDYINFANTE Foundation. So you'll learn more there, and we'll hear from Sean about that all season long. So
that's good stuff.
All right. Good luck tonight. Awesome. Can't wait to get it going.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you in a little bit. That is Sean Corralia of the Boston Bruins. Time for Ken to tell us what is trending.
Home of the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 55. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Discover the best winter ever in a brand new all-wheel drive 2021 Subaru. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Bruins opening up tonight, 7 o'clock with the Devils, first of two at the Prudential Center. Where did he say they were? In somewhere in Newark?
Jersey City.
Jersey City.
Well, they'll get going tonight with a new look lineup, a couple new additions. Got a good feeling, though, after talking to Sean about the state of the team. He defended Tuukka, as you knew he would.
But yeah. But I don't think that's fake. I mean, I think they understand what happened, and they want him to – that's their goaltender. So.
And they have and they think that, you know, that he could be the main one of the main reasons why they'll be able to get to the promised land, right?
Missed a golden opportunity, Greg. Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy died during the middle of the interview. I wanted you to ask him about that.
Oh, that is tragic.
Yes.
Why, was he a big Siegfried and Roy fan?
No. I don't.
Curtis trying to make a tasteless joke.
What? 42 minutes.
I don't know. What is?
Yeah, I'm just asking the question. You know, some of the stuff flies over my head, so I want to be able to follow up.
I wanted the breaking news sound.
I want to throw up.
What Curtis is talking about.
This is what happens to the Trump guys now that he's like.
Might be time for another recharge session.
Yes,
Curtis.
I agree. Curtis is rattled.
Let me do it on every. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, the blockbuster NBA trade yesterday. We've been breaking it down for 4 hours. James Harden, 14 deal. Harden now with Durant and Kyrie. Obviously the favorite now in the East.
Eastern Conference just got tougher, man. Come on, Danny.
SNY in New York says Kyrie is furious at the head coaching hire, so that goes back a ways. But
I actually like this move, though, that Brooklyn did this, because now it makes Danny have to do something, I believe, before the trade deadline to say, all right, how do we get over the hump? So maybe he picks up the phone and maybe he calls Minnesota and see, hey, I know you guys stink. What would you want for Karl Anthony Towns? Or maybe he starts reaching out there.
This weekend, all four NFL games on Sports Radio WEEI, brought to you in part by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program, including the Geezer matchup, Brady and Breeze.
So
Christian Fourier
watching.
Getting Teddy Bruschi to admit yesterday on OMF in that great interview that there's no chance for Brady to win. Saints own him.
And also, he's blaming it on Arians.
Yeah, he's blaming it on Arians.
Bruschi's blaming the coach, not the quarterback. But he basically said yesterday, it was a great interview yesterday, I was listening to it, and he basically said that that Arians is not a guy who can adjust like Belichick is.
Correct. So Curtis will be in tears Monday morning.
Sounds like Belichick's getting his bobos to get the word out that Arians isn't a good coach.
Saints right now 3-point favorites. That's the late game on Sunday. Bill O'Brien going to Alabama. Red Sox still looking to overhaul the roster, looking at Corey Kluber. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Today, in a bipartisan way, the House demonstrated that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pairs.
Some concern, Ken, that should this impeachment continue after the president leaves the White House, it could set a dangerous precedent where Congress could theoretically go back and impeach any president in the history of the United States for any kind of activity that they had participated in.
Nixon, not a crook.
Post haste.
It's almost like real life removing statues.
So, what would you think? What would you think about that? I mean, you could go back, you know, George Washington. You're bothered by the fact that he chopped the cherry tree down. Mm-hmm. You could go back and impeach him for that.
Well, because I watched Rachel Maddow last night, as I always do, there is historical precedent for this. Because Ulysses Grant's war secretary was like partying it up in the White House with illicit funds, and even after he resigned, he was impeached. So it's in the books. You can do it if you can prove it. You can do it.
Is it difficult to prove though? Is that, I guess that's the question.
What do you mean? What is difficult?
Like because he's got to go to trial whether or not this is the second one, right? Mm-hmm. So if they couldn't get him the first go around, isn't it going to be difficult to get him the second go around?
Yeah, but you already saw 10 Republican congressmen vote for impeachment. So this is different.
Okay.
That did not happen the first time. Totally new circumstances.
So you think he's going to...
Even Curtis has bailed on Trump.
You think he'll ultimately lose and get in... And
I don't know. It'll be tight. They need, 16 more Republicans beside Mitt.
There's almost too much unity coming from the left. It's unbelievable.
Well, you've got to hold people accountable. Then you can...
Oh, yeah. Trump's hasn't been held accountable.
Well, he hasn't.
Are you concerned at all, Ken, that federal investigators now believe that the, as you call it, the insurrection was planned weeks, maybe even months before it occurred?
Yeah, it's bizarre. There's so much information like flooding in with stories about that. I haven't read up on all the different
theories. Right, you were watching Rachel Maddow instead, getting real information.
Curtis, a healthy, pleasant discourse. That's what we're trying to have.
Thank you.
If it were planned for months, then the president did not indeed incite it when he spoke to that crowd.
Well, he invited everybody down there. It was his invitation. It was his rally.
Okay, so just by saying Curtis's head is going to
explode. That's true.
Explode.
I mean, who brought the people there? It was Trump. And then he said, "March to the Capitol."
They all said, "Bring your Evite when you arrive."
But do you think he knew though? Do you think if the FBI is saying that they planned
this thing on their super secret social media platforms or whatever months or weeks before it occurred. So
you don't think the FBI, so the reports that they knew that something might happen prior, you don't believe that?
Do I believe what?
That the FBI or people knew that there might be something that was going to happen.
Well, don't you think that if the FBI knew that there was something that was going to happen, that they would have found a way to stop it? They would have been better prepared for it.
Well, wasn't that the biggest question? Is that if they had an idea, weren't there more security there? And then there was reports that, what was it, that they didn't want to put more security there?
Well, yeah, they were afraid of the optics because they had been berated into concerns over, armed militia police people and, all of that. So they were afraid of the optics.
But did they know that something might...
I don't know. I can never tell. What is the question you're asking?
It seems like...
None of us know.
I don't know.
It seems like that they knew that there was something that was potentially could pop off.
What they are now saying is that they believe, based on their investigation, that this was planned for a considerable period of time. It wasn't that the president stood up there and incited everybody
and said,
go do this, and that they suddenly just went and did it.
No, but I'm saying that I think these people that are in the position of power, and maybe the president himself, probably knew that something was going to pop off.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. This is Albert. Oh, your friend Albert from Rhode Island. Hello, Albert.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Ken. Yep. Ken, how you doing this?
That's not the best.
I just dumped 20 seconds.
Not the best analogy.
He can go with Scott. Albert is just a
No, no, no. Scott hung up. Scott finally gave up. He's not showing any kind of drive whatsoever to get back on this program.
He does call all the time. But he just... What do you want? Isn't that the drive, just constantly calling? Or
He has a lifetime... He's banned for life.
Yeah, he's your boy, not mine.
I mean, I don't think there's any way. I mean, is there anything that Scott could do that would get that ban reversed?
Film him apologizing profusely to the first responders and frontline workers he was so rude to.
Oh,
have
okay.
him give a nice check to the very nice lady that we spoke to at that breakfast spot after he was so rude to her.
Okay.
And agree to never go back to either place.
Oh, he gets a lifetime ban from the actual diner.
Yes.
Where he created the outburst.
Yes.
Let me straighten out a couple things.
It's Angry Greg. Hey, Angry Greg.
Hey, buddy. All right, now, here we go. I grossly underestimated the importance of Tom Brady to this region. This upcoming Saturday night, for the better part of the last 10 years, my house would be packed to the gills.
Right.
And the atmosphere would be electric with family and friends.
Uh-huh.
There would be all kinds of food you can eat, including steak tips, pork shoulders, in the style of Spanish-style pork shoulders. Wiggy could probably announce the name better.
Hey, Greg, Army Hammer wants to know, would there be any human shoulder that would be served?
No human shoulder.
Okay.
But the point I'm trying to make here is that I didn't care who you voted for.
Yeah.
I didn't care about your sexual preference, and I damn sure didn't care about your skin color. It was a chance for me to see family and friends, and for months I would be stuck in not seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
Brady brought us all together for a 3 to 4 week event, often ending in a parade.
You're right.
Brady is the man. I miss you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner we all get back to being true patriots and loving and caring for each other, the quicker our nation can heal and become one team and one country.
We're
Thank you, Greg.
All patriots.
Wiggy said this morning that if they don't win this game, then this season is an epic fail for Tom Brady. Do you agree?
Okay. Wiggy?
Yep.
I love you. I love you. I'm glad that they brought you on. The best thing you brought to this show was your wife's crack mac recipe. I tried it for Thanksgiving, and it came out excellent. You have to stop with the Cam Newton takes, and you have to stop with the Brady.
Brady
is
going
to win it all. He has better receivers than he's ever had. He's always had a bunch of 5'5 little white Smurfs, and he still tore the whole league up for 20 years. You think Brady's not going to win it all?
So, Greg thinks that, Angry Greg thinks that they're going to win it all. So if they don't, wouldn't that be an epic fail?
May I ask a question to Wiggy?
Of course.
Jermaine Wiggins, my friend. Was this season a success for Cam Newton?
No.
Okay, thank you.
And scene.
So is that it?
Yep, that was it. Because you're just saying it would be an epic fail if Brady loses in the divisional playoffs.
Yes.
Cam Newton threw more passes into the dirt than into the hands of receivers.
So it was a fail.
But when Tom Brady left, do you think most people had the expectation that he would go down there and win a Super Bowl?
I think a lot of people had the expectations that he would go down there.
Did you have that expectation?
Yes, based on the team that he was going to. And based on
that's what Greg just said.
Based on the personnel around him, when you ask people, at least get to the Super Bowl, NFC Championship. The floor was the NFC Championship. No one would have said, "All right, Brady goes down there with this team, and all they got to do is win one playoff game."
In one season.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft lost 26% of their audience. 26% said, "See you later." And next year, the bottom is going to fall out on that because who's their quarterback? What are they doing?
Yeah, but there was a lot of people about Brady in this season on a field. Why are you pivoting over to next season and Belichick and the bottom falling out? If Tom Brady, if they lose, so you're saying a successful season for that team that they have with Tom Brady at quarterback with all the talent
stacked
stacked
a stacked team
beating a Washington football team that had a third string quarterback named Heineken. That's a successful season?
Yes, throwing 40 touchdowns at the age of 43 and winning a playoff game, in my opinion, is a successful season.
And yeah. If I would have said to you at the beginning of the year, Brady's going to go down there, he's going to beat Heineken in the wild card, and then he's going to lose in the divisional round, and would you think that's a successful season?
You can ask
everybody
this,
and their mother would say, no, Curtis is lying.
Well, you
Curtis
can ask this question 72 different ways.
Curtis, Curtis pivots a little bit on age. So you're saying that anything Tom Brady accomplishes at this age is
a success.
Is a success.
What's a success, in my opinion, is that Tom Brady proved Belichick wrong again because he can still play. He can still play next season.
They offered him a contract. Belichick wanted him back.
Okay. Belichick quit on Tom Brady way too soon. He tried to quit on him in 2014.
Brady had a contract and chose not to sign it.
Right.
He
two left. Years and $15 million is not a lot of money. He
That's
left.
Not the deal.
Okay.
Not per Phil Yates.
Here's a text that says, Curtis is deranged. At least 10 other quarterbacks would have gotten this team into the playoffs with that line.
How many quarterbacks in the NBA, in the NFL threw more touchdown passes than Tom Brady this year?
I believe it was one.
Yeah, wow.
So right. 10 years from now, people are going to be like, oh, you remember that year Brady beat Washington in the wild card round? What?
Yeah.
Who said that that's what they were going to do?
Well, you said that's a success. That's it. This is a successful season.
He played a full season. Look at the other players in the history of the NFL at the age of 43. It's never even come close to being done.
So I think there
breaking
is
breaking records every week.
I think there is. I mean, if Drew Brees this season beats that team three times, there is some risk when it comes to what you think about Tom Brady
of his legacy.
He might fall behind Brees in the pecking order of all-time quarterbacks.
You might just look and say, all right, the guy, listen, 43, pretty. I mean, it's amazing that he's still out there trying, but, you know, is he?
How many Super Bowls has Brees won?
He's won one,
wow.
Correct?
Wow!
Let's talk about this year.
So you said his legacy. I believe you were referencing his legacy of his entire career, correct?
No. I don't think it's a legacy thing. I mean,
well, you just said it was a legacy.
His legacy's intact.
Okay. You just said if he loses three times to the Saints that his legacy might be hurt.
No,
it's
I feel
embarrassing.
It's extremely embarrassing.
It is.
And they not only lose, they got mollywopped the first two times. So
they got mollywopped? Miley Cyrus was there?
Mollywopped.
And if they get the brakes beat off of them again, so then you would say, then you would look at this in Curtis's logic with playing this game. You know what? You know who else had was successful after they left and won championships? Joe Montana, when he went to Kansas City. They never won anything.
Right.
But he did win, I believe it was one or two playoff games. And you know what? That's a successful season.
I grew up, Wiggy, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong. I was always told that Joe Montana was the greatest of all time. It never mentioned that he was not that great in Kansas City.
Nobody talks about that part of his career.
Right. Because he did nothing.
He didn't win.
He won a couple of playoff games there. He took a team to
it
the
really
playoffs.
It really hurt his legacy that he was remembered as the greatest quarterback of all time.
No.
What are you talking about?
But Brady's going to a super team.
Right.
Can we get to Rich? Rich has the best point of all. I want him to ask this question.
All right, what's Rich's point?
Running the show now.
Yeah, what's Rich's point?
Well, I'll ask it anyway.
Oh, he's talking about Rich.
I'll get Rich on the phone.
I thought he meant Rich Keefe. I was like, what did Rich Keefe say yesterday?
Wiggy, would you say that so far this season the Saints have given the Buccaneers what for?
Oh, a lot of what for.
Yes.
Gave them a lot of what for.
Yes. This is Rich. Hello, Rich.
Greg, I love your show.
Thank you.
How much longer for Wiggy? Seriously. But anyway, Wiggy, I got a question. I got a question for Wiggy.
Yeah.
Wiggy? With all your predictions this year with Cam, predicting the Patriots to go to the playoffs, win their division, all your nonsense in football, would you consider your predictions this year in the NFL, would you consider your season successful?
No, I would say we had a failure this year. Was
all right,
it?
No, Rich.
Yours.
Yeah, I just said yeah.
So your this year
yes.
for you on WEEI,
yes.
you've been a failure.
Yes, as far as my Patriots predictions. But I can admit
that. I'm a big enough say, Curtis, you can admit it.
Curtis, right. You're the best.
I can admit that.
Thanks, Rich. Rich, Wiggy, Rich wants you to go camping with Army Hammer this weekend.
I love it how now a successful season is winning a playoff game against a team that has no mascot and a quarterback named after a bear.
The conversation, Wiggy, just to make you know, sort of crystallize it for you,
uh-huh.
It was Brady or Belichick. And after this year, anybody that says it's Belichick is lying.
It wasn't Brady or Belichick.
Oh, really?
It was about which one has a Because if Tom loses,
Brady or Belichick?
No.
What are you talking about?
And the success, when we look at it, was this who was more successful? If Tom Brady loses this week against the Saints, he failed just like Bill Belichick did.
Okay. Interesting.
Same way. They both failed.
Yeah, they both failed.
They both failed.
So then we go to next year.
Then we're on to next year, right?
So one guy won a team's playoff game for the first time in 17 years. The other team missed the playoff for the first time since Brady got hurt.
Didn't you think they would have been, with that talent and with Tom Brady, didn't you think they would have been more than a wild card team?
No, I had no idea what to expect. There wasn't a single preseason game.
Right. Wow. You had low expectations.
Right. Yeah.
Why are you guys mad
COVID.
At me? Brady's
yeah,
still
it's
playing.
COVID.
He had them at 9-7.
They've won 12 games, you idiots.
No, you had them at 9-7 at the beginning of the year. You said your expectations were
you
high.
You said the Patriots had the most talent in the AFC.
I'm
the fact
talking
that you
about
still have a microphone
Bucks.
After saying that is an affront to anybody in sports
I'm
radio.
I'm talking about the Tampa Bay
you
Buccaneers.
You said that Cam Newton was a great quarterback yes. after right. watching him throw it at people's feet week after week oh after God. Week.
Well,
you
I
can't
was,
be more I, wrong than you were this year.
Yeah,
so
but
you can't lecture me.
I admitted I was wrong.
You've never admitted you're wrong.
What did I just say to Rich when he asked me if my season was a success or a failure?
You said Cam Newton. Cam would be great if he never got COVID.
Did he not listen to what Rich just asked me?
I don't think he was listening.
The fact that you can't admit and go, okay, if Brady doesn't get this team to the NFC Championship game, it was a failure.
Do you want
season.
Cam Newton to be the Patriots quarterback next year?
I want Deshaun Watson to be their quarterback.
Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Hey, Wiggy, I always appreciate your side. You do bring a lot of fun. So a couple questions I have before I get to my point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is responsible for the Patriots roster decisions?
Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
What would have been a successful season in your eyes for Bill Belichick?
If he would have been able to get this team to the playoffs.
Okay. So now we're going to flip this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saying Tom Brady is not going to be considered a success, the same as Bill Belichick, unless he wins this playoff game. So effectively, it almost feels like you're saying anything less than a Super Bowl is not a success for Tom Brady.
That's what he's
who's
saying.
Coming in working with players brand new
yep.
that he's never worked with
mm-hmm.
compared to Bill Belichick, who has had the roster and control of the roster
mm-hmm.
and used the same guys however he wanted, minus the guys that stayed out for COVID or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the relevancy. I don't see how you can get there.
Because when you look at the two guys in the situation and you look at what's around them, Brady went to a situation where he was loaded with talent on offense and they added more talent to that offense. Look at Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown
yeah.
playing lights out.
Gronk.
Mike Evans, Gronk, Chris Godwin. Their defense was trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
So when you look at the talent that he had around them, you expected Tom Brady and that football team to get to the Super Bowl.
What did Peyton Manning do when he went to a new team? Oh, he won a Super Bowl.
Right.
He lost.
He went to two Super Bowls.
That's right. He went to two.
He went to two Super Bowls with Denver.
He was 37 years old. He went there, and they got their ass kicked at home in their first playoff game. So he didn't win a playoff game in his first year in a new city. You could keep trying.
You want a title.
Different angles.
I can't wait for Monday because you're either going to be miserable or you are going to be the gloating on your part on Monday is going to be extraordinary, Curtis.
It's become a really sad place to be where people are just hanging on, trying to ruin Brady's season because their team sucks so badly that there's no future.
All right, we got to take a break, but we will get to the crossover coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Mark my words, Tom Brady will win another Super Bowl. Cam Newton never will.
I don't even want to tell Curtis what Wiggy said during the break in here. He said that Jimmy Garoppolo
mm-hmm.
would have got this Bucs team to where they are today.
Well, you don't have to say that.
Yeah.
He told me and the whole region that Cam Newton would go undefeated on the Bucs.
He would have got them to the playoffs.
No. You said
Cam Newton.
You said undefeated.
Yeah, well, I was just being facetious right there.
Cam Newton, if the roles were reversed, he would have gotten this Bucs team to where they are right now.
Yes, anybody could have gotten this Bucs team to the playoffs.
And let's go to Peyton Manning's final season. He was 39. Tom Brady is 43. Mm-hmm. He threw 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions.
Curtis, he beat the Patriots, the greatest dynasty of all time, head-to-head twice.
39-year-old Peyton Manning, 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. Well, Cam Newton thinks that sucks.
By that time, the cadaver neck arm that he had was falling off.
Oh, you mean the steroids he got from his wife?
Or whatever. I don't know what it was.
Army Hammer ate it.
Yes. A roided up Peyton Manning did 9 touchdowns, 17 picks in his final season. Tom Brady had 40 at 43.
Well,
to compare it is laughable on its face.
Are we celebrating the fact that Brady threw 40 touchdowns and won a playoff game against a team with no mascot? And
I really
guy
think the team's mascot matters about how they play on the field. That's of all the dumb things you say, that might be the dumbest.
And it wasn't like they. It wasn't like it was an easy win for
It was like a damn close game.
No. It was a close game.
No, see, the damn has to be an adverb, by the way, Curtis, not an adjective, so it has to be like.
I'm learning Wiggy on, you know, whatever.
If the guy's last name was Corona, he might actually won it. That's how close that game was. Or Bud Light. Or even Coors. Miller Lite, he probably would have won.
Oh, hey, by the way, I haven't had time to mention this yet, but there is huge Truly news coming tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yeah, there's
Did
a
new... Did you get briefed?
I've been briefed.
Nice.
And I may even be sampled, but there's a new flavor, which is a complete game changer.
Is it Patriots fans' tears?
I cannot say any. I can't say anything else about it, but it's a complete game changer.
Nice.
All right, crossover.
Wow.
Rich Johnson. Rich.
On that note, how about that?
How about that?
Game changer.
What a segue.
Rich, Wiggy says if the Bucs do not advance, this season is an epic fail for Tampa Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, 100% it is. Yeah. If they lose in the divisional round.
Curtis, yell at him.
Yeah.
I like Rich.
Yeah, no, I think it definitely is. I think when he went there, I think the to play in the conference championship game was probably the goal, and then he gets the team to get Rob Gronkowski and Antonio Brown, who the coach didn't want, and he brings him in. I think they got to make it to the Super Bowl, really. I mean, now if they lose, if they lose a game to Aaron Rodgers in the conference championship game where Brady throws 400 yards or something silly, like, I don't know, you're not going to freak out, but
right.
Yeah, I think if they lose in this weekend, I think it'll be a huge disappointment.
Yell at him, Curtis. Why are you not yelling at him? Why are you not throwing out? He's 43 years old, and he threw 40 touchdowns. Name me one other quarterback who's done that in the history of the NFL. Huh? Who else has done that?
Well, Rich hasn't spent this whole season saying Cam is good.
Oh, here we go. Pivot to Cam.
Yeah, I'm not in on Cam.
Rich, I said I was wrong. When the caller asked me, I said...
You did?
It was an epic fail of my Patriots predictions.
Yeah, you did. He did. You acknowledged that.
I acknowledged
that.
I acknowledged that fact.
He did.
But listen, we are talking about Curtis now. He said all he wanted Brady to do was throw 40 touchdowns, beat a team with no mascot, and the quarterback was named Heineken. That's a success for him.
If Brady loses this game...
I'm going to have a Heineken today.
Yes.
I will have 3 Heineken non-alcoholic beverages.
Oh, you'll be like that guy in the commercial with his dad in the race car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was a race car driver. Car. I forget who that was.
I mean, he's also facing a quarterback this week who's practically the same age as him.
Right.
You know? So,
right.
I mean, he's got that right there. He's got to beat the Saints.
Okay, let's go to coaches. Who's got the advantage at head coach this weekend?
I don't love Sean Payton. I really don't. They've had losing seasons mixed in there. I think
he's
Breeze
a better. He's a better.
I think Breeze and Payton are overrated.
Right. Well, Breeze is horrible.
He's a better
coach.
He's a better coach than Arians, though.
Yeah, he's a better coach.
Yeah.
But,
he is.
But Breeze is not a very good playoff quarterback. He's not. If you look at Drew Breeze, he chokes a lot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So Brady's playing against the guy. You know, he's playing against the guy that. It struggles in the playoffs.
I mean, Brady's in the NFC, and the only team he beat, get this, doesn't have a mascot, so he sucks.
Well, but you said
they have a logo, for God's sakes. What do you expect from them?
Of all the dumb reasons why Brady sucks, that
you
might
said
be
earlier
one.
That Saints D line is that's an issue.
Yeah, obviously the Saints have got they own so much real estate in every the Buccaneers' head because of the last two times they play. I wouldn't be surprised if this game is over by halftime.
Oh please, thank you. Save that.
And we're doing
a damn.
We're doing the gritty.
No, we're damn doing.
Oh, gosh. The damn gritty.
Give me Wiggy Babble.
But Greg, you can hear Curtis already. The fall guy is Arians. When they lose Monday, it's an assault on Arians. And all it is proof that he couldn't win without a good head coach. That's what will happen.
Oh, how'd Bill do without him there, Chief?
Chief. Buddy. You sound like Marty Walsh.
Pal.
Buddy.
Well, let's see what Bill does next year when he has Deshaun Watson at quarterback. Okay.
Does anybody else think Deshaun Watson is going to be on the Patriots?
I do not.
Thank you.
I do not. Sadly, I would like him.
I mean, Bill loves spending $40 million a year for players, but
you know what might have been one of
it.
The best and worst things ever to happen at once. One of the best things was Cam Newton being on your show every single Monday, but one of the worst things was when Cam Newton admitted to Wiggy that he appreciated him defending him. Because that was only going to... I'm like, oh, here we go.
Right. All right,
now that's just a problem.
I didn't know that.
It made it worse.
Rich, I did not know he was going to say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Just defending my quarterback like I did all last year with Tom Brady. And, Rich, you were a witness to when Dale basically... Yes.
You were defending Brady.
It's like getting in an elevator with Army Hammer and telling him that you've always wanted to be eaten by another human being.
Oh, God.
Take a little bit of that. And ask cocoa butter. I know it tastes like vanilla. That's cocoa butter. Palmas.
So, Armie Hammer is in two movies that are coming out this year.
He's a cannibal.
How do you think they go about that?
The guy's a cannibal. I mean,
he's more of a vampire, it sounds like, than a cannibal.
What's the difference?
Cannibal would be the human flesh. I feel like the vampire is just the blood.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, he's in two movies. Like, do they put it like make sure he's not in the poster, or like, how does that work?
They can do amazing things with CGI.
We're gonna CGI just, Tom Cruise into the movie.
I mean, he's fine, Rich. It's a fantasy. You don't think that J-Lo has fantasies about doing something crazy? If she said them, you know, they wouldn't take
slicing
her
off a piece of A-Rod's tricep. I don't think so.
You don't think she wants to eat?
It's different if you're
she wants to eat
A-Rod.
If your fantasy is the if your fantasy is the pizza delivery guy, it's different than your fantasy being eating another person's body. I mean, come on, like,
owning
Jamal
somebody.
And Marcus came over to fix the cable. Only Jamal went back to the office.
right, exactly.
Poor Marcus.
Oh, devoured. Like,
is my stepmother stuck under the sink again?
Oh.
All right. Well, Rich, what are you guys doing today?
We got a lot going on. We're going to react to the mega James Harden trade, first of all.
Okay. Oh,
the
man.
Monster NBA trade that happened yesterday. We are going to do some Bruins. Jack Edwards will join us at 12:30 to preview the upcoming season.
My team, the Brooklyn Nets.
All right. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Dale and Keefe is next. Thank you very much for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.